The specter of horse slaughter in the United States made headline news last week when Congress declined funding to USDA inspections for horse meatpacking plants. The commercial killing of horses for food ended in the United States 6 years ago, but was revived in 2011. Three horse slaughterhouses were set to open in the U.S., including one 4 hours north of us in Missouri. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
You have reached Range Natural Meats, and at the present time, our business is closed for all custom beef import processing. Thank you for your past patronage.
The answering machine for Range Natural Meats, the family-run meat packer based in Gallatin, Missouri, was preparing to slaughter as many as 30 horses per week. Owner David Raines last autumn expressing a conservative view of the practice. Here talking to Kansas City NBC affiliate KSHB.
You've got extremely high quality protein, meat protein, that the world's starving for that can help feed hungry people out of these animals that are going to be destroyed anyway. What's wrong with that?
Domestic horse slaughter was once again reined in January 16th when Congress blocked it with passage of a federal omnibus spending bill, which reinstated the ban on horse meat packing facilities USDA inspections. The decision will save taxpayers a reported $5 million annually. And for the Humane Society of the United States, which has battled in favor of horses for years, it was a major victory, says Wayne Pacelli, president and CEO.
This effectively ends the efforts by some slaughterhouse operators in New Mexico, Iowa, and Missouri to start up new slaughter plants for horses in the U.S.
Pacelli says transport of horses to slaughter crammed into cattle cars or semi-tractor trailers without food or water is cruel. Plus, horses, unlike more docile cattle, are skittish and difficult to kill. Last count, in 1989, when slaughter was commonly practiced in the U.S., 348,000 horses were butchered, most of that meat exported. Horse meat is a staple in Central Asia and a culinary tradition among Parisians. But Americans, says Robert Lawrence, find eating horses abhorrent.
Horses are different because we don't eat them, because they are largely these days recreational vehicles. There are some that still work, but mostly we... You know, they're for our entertainment and amusement, and we ride them and we watch them being ridden and we gamble on them, but we don't eat them.
Robert Lawrence, a professor emeritus of law at the University of Arkansas, actually taught a course on equine law. Now retired, he and his wife keep horses. Several are thoroughbreds adopted from the racetrack industry, which he says breed as many as 10,000 animals a year, with only several thousand making the final cut to track. The rest, he says, are disposed of.
You know, they have very long lives and very short careers and very uncertain futures. So we do what we can.
Robert Lawrence offered to talk on the record for this story from a unique perspective.
Yeah, to me it's not a humaneness issue. It's a business question. It has to do with the equine business in the United States and what it's all about. And what I suggest to people is that they pick up any horse magazine off the magazine rack and look at it, not the articles, but the advertisements. The image that is presented by them is entirely inconsistent with the idea of eating them.
Horses, he says, are American symbols, much like bald eagles. Americans don't wear pet pelts as apparel, and horses, for many, are pets.
And to me, that captures a good part of the whole slaughter debate. They're different. We like them.
But the debate around horse slaughter is not over, given that Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe and colleague Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen have vowed to introduce a standalone bill in Congress. But Humane Society of the United States Director Wayne Pacelli believe such a measure will fail.
You know, it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. There is a bill to ban horse slaughter, not just in the United States, but to ban live exports that has broad bipartisan support in Congress. That's been introduced by Mary Landrieu and Lindsey Graham from Louisiana and South Carolina. And there's a House bill that has more than 160 co-sponsors. So I'm not quite sure what the Oklahoma lawmakers are referring to. I'm not sure how they would even try to do it, because there's no national prohibition on slaughtering horses. There's just the defunding of USDA, and I'm not sure how they'd be able to orchestrate this.
known as the Safeguard American Food Exports Act, a bipartisan measure sponsored by U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana and U.S. Representative Patrick Meehan of Pennsylvania. Language in the bill outlines human health risks associated with horse meat, which may contain numerous FDA-banned chemical substances. It is currently legal to transport horses out of the U.S. for butchering. According to USDA, 110,000 were shipped to Mexico and nearly 55,000 to Canada in 2012. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.